Postmodern world, rises a Phoenix. Digital and cloud service provider, Inc. Digital Zambia, offering you world-class, simpler, seamless solutions through intelligent connectivity, edge AI, software-defined networks, and cloud solutions. Enter the world of endless possibilities. Get Inc. Call 889 today.
Hello, my Zambia. Is your car pulling you in the wrong direction? Get back on track with Quickfit Wheel Alignment Service, starting at only 200 kwacha. At Quickfit, we're not just any auto service. Our state-of-the-art 3D alignment machines deliver precision like you've never seen before.
Whether you're a younger driver, taxi driver, bus driver, or a check, Quickfit is here for you. With prices starting at just 2 Zan, quality service has never been so affordable. All of your super shine, we still maintain prices to serve you better.
Quickfit, where precision meets performance. Visit us now in Lusaka, Ndola, Kitwe, or Solwezi, and let's get you driving straight to success.
Call Quickfit on 0765-192-800 or visit any branch, because at Quickfit, your car is our care.
When you choose Stanbic Business and Commercial Banking, you get access to our Business Solar Loans. Accessing your Business Solar Loans means you get connected to the right supplier for your business and the most feasible tailor-made solution. And that financing means 24 hours a day of uninterrupted power for your business, sourced directly from the Zambian sun. You see, there's going green. Then there's going green with Stanbic. Call 8888 for details. Stanbic is an authorized financial services provider and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
18 hours, it's time for the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters.
Imagine having the financial freedom to live life on your terms. With the Absa Ultimate Plus account, you can manage your finances, save for the future, and access personal loans. Plus, enjoy travel insurance, a credit card, and retrenchment cover when the unexpected happens. If that's not value, I don't know what is. Let's help you write the next chapter of your ultimate story. Call 5950 to open an Ultimate Plus account today.
Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Edgar Lungu dies. SEC arrests 5 RTSA officers for corrupt practices. And in global news, World Bank U-turn ends loan ban to Uganda over gay rights. Good evening, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. Zambia's 60th president, Dr. Edgar Lungu, has died. Dr. Lungu died this morning at 06 hours at a Maid Forum Clinic, a medical center in South Africa. His daughter, Tasila Lungu, has confirmed the death of her father, who had been under medical supervision in recent weeks.
In fellow Zambians, it is with profound sorrow that we announce the passing of His Excellency, Dr. Edgar Chagwe, 6th President of the Republic of Zambia. We departed this morning at 06 hours at Maid Forum Clinic, a center in South Africa. My father, President Lungu, had been under medical supervision in recent weeks. His condition was managed with dignity and privacy, with support from all well-wishers. In this moment of grief, we invoke the spirit of One Zambia, One Nation. The timeless creed that guided President Lungu's service to our country, in time for the nation will be informed, to be informed of other nations.
Meanwhile, Tonse Alliance spokesperson Sean Tembo, where Dr. Lungu served as chairman, has also confirmed the death of the former head of state, which he has described as devastating. In a Facebook Live, Mr. Tembo disclosed that he had a conversation with Dr. Lungu last Friday and that he was in good and strong spirit. Mr. Tembo, however, says Dr. Lungu had indicated to him that he was to undergo an operation on the 4th of June to remove some cancerous cells, which was part of continued palliative care he was being provided, and it appears it was the operation that he had yesterday that developed complications resulting in his death.
I had a conversation with the chairman on Friday last week when we were discussing the eligibility matter, he was in very good and strong spirits. He did indicate to me, however, that he was going to undergo an operation on the 4th, which happened to be yesterday. And the purpose of that operation was to basically remove some cancerous cells which were on the esophagus, from what I've been told from the people in South Africa. It appears that it was that operation that His Excellency had yesterday that developed complications and which resulted in our losing him.
And Zambians from all walks of life have taken to social media to wish their condolences to Dr. Lungu's family and wish them well during this difficult time. The Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, has arrested five officers from the Road Transport and Safety Agency, RTSA, for corrupt practices following investigations into allegations of bribery. Speaking at a media briefing in Lusaka this afternoon, ACC Director General Daphne Chavu disclosed that the five officers are alleged to have solicited and accepted bribes from motorists in exchange for overlooking traffic offences, issues taste certificates without conducting physical inspections, and unlawfully issuing licenses, among other favors. Ms. Chabu identified the officers as Janet Shisha, a registry clerk, Joe Banda, an examiner, Leah Kunda, a cashier, and two traffic inspectors, Rhoda Chiesu and Constance Masopelo. She said that their actions contravene the Road Traffic Act, Chapter 464 of the Laws of Zambia, and confirmed that the suspects will appear in court soon.
The Anti-Corruption Commission has today, 5th June 2025, arrested five Road Transport and Safety Agency RASTA officers for corrupt practices. The officers were arrested following investigation on allegations of soliciting and accepting bribes from motorists or overlooking traffic offences, issuing test certificates without physical inspection. They were also issuing licenses and providing other favours contrary to the Road Traffic Act, Chapter
464
of the Laws of Zambia.
At the same briefing, RTSA Chief Executive Officer Engineer Amon Mwemba has reassured the public that the agency remains committed to upholding the law and maintaining institutional integrity, and has pledged to protect whistleblowers with information about misconduct within the agency who may come forward.
RATSA would like to acknowledge the tireless efforts of the investigative wings, and especially the ACC, in uncovering malpractices and corruption in the agency. As the CEO of the RTSA, I would like to assure the public that we have been working with the ACCA and other investigative agencies in closing these investigations, and that we do take these findings very, very seriously as an agency. It has taken months of high-level investigations and consultations for us to get to this point, and we will continue to work towards rooting out any bad eggs within the agency.
Kansai Shikopa Mine PLC Corporate Affairs Superintendent Ryan Ellis has disclosed that the mine is currently sourcing about 50